Zog the Mishnah daf yud aleph amid beis towards the bottom. Hechsher mavui. How is a person machsher a mavui? Meaning a dead end street. Beishame omrim lechi v'koyra. Beishame says you need both a lechi and a koyra. Ubeis hillel omrim oy lechi oy koyra. Either or, either a vertical pole or a cross beam that goes horizontal. Rabbi Eliezer omer a third sheet to lechayin. Then not one lechi but rather two lechayim. The Gemara is going to discuss if Rabbi Eliezer requires, in addition to a koira, to lechayin. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Bishuma Bishmol, Omar Talmid Echel lifnei Rabbi Akiva, Lo nechleku beishamu beisilal al mavui, shu poches me'aba amois. Meaning, Zog Rashi, poches me'aba amois, meaning roicha pischoi. If the width of the opening of the mavui is less than 4 amos, that everyone agrees, Beisham Beisil don't argue that Pachas Mi Abba Ames, the Reichav of the Pesach, is you need to Oy Belechi Oy Bikari, you can have either or. Amar Nechleku, where's the Machleikus? Al Rochav Mi Abba Ames Vad Eser. If the opening is between 4 and 10 Ames, that's where the Machleikus starts. She Beisham Oymrim, Lechi Bikari, since it's wider, it needs a Lechi and a Kari. Ubeisil Oymrim, Oy Lechi or Kari, you still can have either or a Lechi or a Kari. Now, it's Muchach in Rashi that we're referring to the Reichav of the Pesach. We're not talking about Al-Movish Yipochus Me'arba Ames, that the Movi itself is Arba Ames. Because according to Abaye, we had a Machlokes Abaye and Rav Yosef earlier, if the Shir Movi is Arba Ames or Dalat Tvachim. Well, if we're saying over here that there's no Machlokes and they both agree you need a Lechi or a Koira, if it's less than Dalat Ames, so we see clearly Nalak Abaye. Because here it says, if it's going on the Oruch of the Mavui. It says clearly, less than Dalat Ames, you need Lechi or a Koira. According to Abaye, there's no such thing. Less than Dalat Ames is not a Mavui Bichlal. Zogt Rashi, no, going on the Roich of Pesach, on the width of the opening, the Lechi that you place the pole vertically. So if it's less than Dalat Ames, the Lechi suffices according to everyone. If it's Yosef Dalat Ames, the Roich of a Pesach, not the Roich of a Mavui, the Roich of a Pesach, so then there is a machloikas, and according to Beis Shammai, since it's wider, you need more than just a lechi, you need a lechi and a kaira. But enoch and ami, according to Abaye, the mavui itself, there's no such thing as less than 4 amas in the length of the mavui, meaning going inside. Because the mavui is a minimal, is dalal amas. There's no lechi or kaira if it's less than dalal amas. But we're talking about the width of the opening. So over there, Abaye, even according to Abaye, the width, you have to have a tikkun of a lechi. If the width is less than Dalat Ames, as long as it's Dalat Tvachim, the door itself, the opening can be Dalat Tvachim. But from Dalat Tvachim to Dalat Ames, Abaye and Beis Shammai, they all agree that you need a Lechi. Just Abaye says that the Movi itself has to be Dalat Ames. But here we're talking about the opening to Tkashi, Reichav Pischoi. Now Rabbeinu Yohannesson explains, what's the reason that Beis Shammai holds that when the Pesach is Reichav more than Dalat Ames, already you need a Lechi and a Kaira. So, Zog the Ben Yonison that the tikkun of a lechi alone is not going to be nicker if it's such a wide entrance. Meaning, the only way there's going to be a nicker, it's going to be obvious that you're misakin this mavui, is you do a lechi in a koira. But if it's less than dalat ames, the opening, so it's nicker, the lechi alone or koira alone. But if it's yoisimi dalat, it's, according to Beis Shammai, it's felt in the hecker. You don't see it bichlal because it's wide, it's so wide, it's more than dalat ames that you have to have both. That's what Rabbi Yonison explains why the machloikas is by Yosef Midalat Ames in the Reichav of the Pesach. Meaning the tikkun that you're doing is not nicker. So Meli, need a better tikkun. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Omer Rabbi Akiva, al zeh nechleku. No. Rabbi Akiva argues in Rabbi Shmuel. He says the machloikas Beisham Beisil is even when it's pochos Midalat Ames. It doesn't make a difference if the opening is less than Dalat Ames, going to Beis Shammai, you still need the lechi and the koira. Now, the Gemara assumes right now that we're talking about a mavui that's mefulish, not a dead-end street. Hechsher mavui is talking about a mavui that is open on both sides of Rishus Rabbim. Zog the Gemara, if it's open on both sides, if it's mefulish, k'man, deloike chananyo, deloike tanikama. We had a machlekes in Davov. According to tanikama, if it's mefulish, then you put a lechi on one end and a tzuras pesach on the other end. According to chananyo, according to Beis Shammai, you need 2 dalses. One on each end. Kong de Beis Hill, one side of Delis, one side of Lechi. But the point is, you do not, you can't just get away with a Lechi or a Koira, or a Lechi and a Koira. So if it's a Mefulish, it's neither like Hananya nor like Tanakama. That's a dead end. How you misakin it? Beshame oimrim lechi v'koyra, ubeisilu oimrim oy lechi oy koyra. Zog the Gemara vayta beshame oimrim lechi v'koyra. The Mishnah said that according to beshame need a lechi and a koyra. Lememra, we're assuming from here the kosavi beshame arba mechitzes de gaisa. Meaning, the fact that you require a lechi and a koyra, that means we're talking about a mavi sosum. That means the fourth mechitza needs to be a very strong mechitza, not enough a lechi alone or a koyra alone. The fact that Beshame says you need a lechi and a koyra must be that such a tikkun is because the fourth mechitza is the raisa, and that's why he's matzrich that the fourth ruach, the fourth side, has to have a lechi and a koyra in order to be a mechitza gemura. Zog Rashi. Dalad mechitzes the raisa halach lemaish mesina b'mechitzes the bottom of dalad mechitzes less than four la'avrishu se'yochid, and that's why Beshame says b'shemochi boil lechi b'koyra did to have a mechitzah ma'al yisa, so it should be a very special, strong, unique, and very good mechitzah, mechitzah ma'al yisa. Zog the there's no raya that dalad mechitzes the raisa loy lo oilam, could be that Beshame is just saying this lizroik is bishalosh. This is only in order to be mechayev even a taltel. That means lizrak if you throw from b'shutzer rabim into this mavui, even if it only has three mechitzas, avari you're going to be chayev lechumra, you're going to be chayev on the zrika. It's as if you threw from b'shutzer rabim to b'shutzer yochid. That's about the lizrak is mishalosh, who the mechayev. Masha'en ke letaltel. You want to say now a din a heter that you will allow you to metaltel a kula? You want to be metaltel in this mavui? So we machmir on you mid rabbonon adika until you have four mechitzas. Letaltel is ad the ika alba until you have four mechitzas. And the lech in the koyra that Beshame requires on the fourth mechitza is in order to be metaltel, meaning in order to evade this isle rabbonon that you need to have a fourth mechitza letaltel mid rabbonon. Zog the Gemara besil loimrim, when you have this hechshem ovi sosum, three sides are closed off. So what do you do on the fourth side? The fourth side, you're mesakin oy lechi oy koyra. That means you have either or. The fourth side could be either or. Zog Gemara, if that's the case, lema kosavi beis hillel sholosh mechitzes deraisa. Meaning, in order to make a reshus yochid, you seemingly have to have three mechitzes midaraisa, and two wouldn't be enough. Because if you hold two would be enough midaraisa, then why would they say that you have to have the third mechitza being a proper wall, a regular dead-end street? It could have been that the third wall could have been a lechi or a koira, like you're saying now by the fourth. The fact that you're saying that the third has to be a regular wall and only the fourth could be a lechi or a koira must be that three mechitzas are midaraisa and you can't get away with just a lechi or a koira on the third wall. Only on the fourth wall is mashma three midaraisa. So the more loy, there's no raya to this tzad either. The oilam could be lizroik, to throw an item from Meshus Rabim into this mavui, is mishtayim ur mechayiv. Then you would be chayiv, even if you merely have two walls, you're chayiv midaraisa, because you're being moitz from Meshus Rabim to Meshus Yochid. But letaltel, you want to say a het today, a lot of me metaltel. So ad the ika sholosh, midarabonon, they required three mechitzas gemurais, and the fourth mechitza, a lechi or a koira. Midarabonon, you require three mechitzas, the third one to be complete, and the fourth one to be a lechi or a koira. But the oilam according to Beis Hillel could be shtei mechitzas midaraisa, meaning lizroik. Now the Rashi says that this is a tchiyah ba'alma be'etzim, because we're not saying that Beis Hillel holds that shtei mechitzas are midaraisa enough. We're not saying that Alibi de Emes, only Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzas are enough. Shnei tzidei reshus rabim. We're just being matcha that it could be that that's what the Beis Hillel holds. But Alibi de Emes, the Meiser, we hold that three mechitzas, you need midaraisa. And the Ritva says, Be'etzim in Beshamai too, when we said in the Havamina that you need four mechitzas, it doesn't mean that you need four real mechitzas midaraisa, because then the fourth one would not be enough, a lechi and a curry either. The pshat is you need a shame dalad mechitzas, he says. B'shem tells him in the parents. A shame dalad mechitzas would be three, four mechitzas, and the fourth one, a lechi and a koira. And that's considered a shame dalad mechitzas. The Rambam Shita in Hilchos Shabbos says that dalad mechitzas make it a reshus ha-yochid midaraisa. You need dalad mechitzas. The Maisa, the other Rishonim hold that gimel mechitzas midaraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we said, is afilu beiz mechitzas midaraisa. And there are a hachra of certain rishonim that say that it depends where the fourth ruach is open to. If the fourth ruach is open to rishus rabim, so then midaraisi need something on the fourth ruach too, and then four mechitzas midaraisa. But if it's prutzel karmelis, so then three mechitzas midaraisa would make into rishus yochid, and it would depend on where it's open to. Ein bi halacha and shin samach gimel that brings the different shittas. Zog the gemara weiter, Rabbi Eliezer omer lechayin. Zog the gemara ibayilu. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have two lechayim. Rabbi Eliezer lechayim bekorik omer. Does Rabbi Eliezer require lechayim besides the korik, besides the cross beam, or oidilma lechayim beloy korik omer? He's saying just lechayim. Now, the Keren Ari says that even though he might require lechayim and a korik, that doesn't make it into Tzuras HaPesach. Yes, usually a Tzuras HaPesach is Lechem Mikan veLechem Mikan veKorah Agabein. But over here, if he requires Lechaim veKorah, the Korah is not necessarily on the Lechaim. The Korah is on the Koisle HaMavui. The Korah, the crossbeam, is on the walls of the Mavui, not on the Lechaim. That would not be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach has to be Al Gabo, or even Al Gabo, Gudasik. But here it's Tam not negated to the Lechaim. It's on the koisel meruchuk, so that would not be considered tzuras haPesach. But rather, you would need lechayim and the korah in addition al gaba the koisel of the mavui. Zok the gemara toshma, I'll bring you the following raya. Ma'aser well be yezer shoholach itzer Rabbi Yosef ben Preid the talmidoi leuvlin. Zok the gemara daf yud beis amar aleph umotze shiyosef ben mavui she'ein lo yalo lechi echod. He found him sitting in a mavui in Uvlin, the city called Uvlin, with only one single lechi. So he told him, Omaloi. So he told his Talmud, Beni, ase lechi acher, add an additional lechi. Omaloi, so Rabbi Yosef ben Preid, his Talmud asked him, V'chile sois ma'ani tzorich, you want me to close up this whole mavui with additional lechayim? I'll be closing it up totally if I have two lechayim. Omaloi, yisosem, umabekach. So close it up, meaning diminish the opening and the roichav of the Pesach, and even if it's considered sosum, because you have a small entrance, that let it be. Now, before we bring the raya, the brisa continues. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel lo nechu beshamim besilal al mavui shu pochos me'arba amos sein tzorach klum. There's no machlokes when the opening is less than 4 amos in width. You don't need any tikkun. However, aman echleku, not like we said before, aman echleku. What's a machlokes? Al rochem me'arba amos vadeser when the opening of the mavui is between 4 amos and 10 amos. She beshamim ha'omrim lechi v'koira. Beshamim says you need both. Now, the Gemara goes back now to the Raya. What's the Raya? Katoni Mias, we see over here clearly, we had a question. Does Rabbi Eliezer require Lechayim with a Kaira or without a Kaira? Katoni Mias, it says over here in the Braisa that Rabbi Yosef ben Preid told Rabbi Eliezer, V'chile sois ma'ani tzorich? Do you mean you want me to shut off my whole Pesach and be soisim it? I'amit bishloma, if you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer requires Lechayim v'Kaira, so that makes sense. I'm shutting it off. It's totally sosum. It might not be a tzuras haPesach lechayim nekoyre, which is a mechitza, but pshat is it's totally closed off. I have a koyre on the beam on the top. I have a lechi on both sides. Lemala, lemato, tzodim. I'm closing it off. Eli yamed. But if you're going to say that lechayim beloy koyre, it's talking about lechayim without a koyre. So my lesoismoy. What is a b'yaseh ben Preid telling Rabbi Eliezer? V'chil lesoismani tzorich. What's a soismoy? I'm not being soism the mavui. What do we see over here? So we see Al-Kaponim that he requires Lechayin and Koira, and that's why he asked him, V'chile sois ma'ani tzorich. Dr. Mar, there's no raya. Hochi komar. Lo'olam. He does not require a Koira besides Lechayin, Rabbi Eliezer. So what does it mean, L'sois ma'i? Hochi komar. V'chile sois ma'i be'lechayin ani tzorich. Do you want me to shut it off with Lechayim? Because having two Lechayim is considered shutting it off. Now why is it called shutting it off? So the Rashi explains one of two things. Either it's called a stima, that if you hold that a lechi is like a shir, like Rabbi Yosi is going to say soon in the Gemara, that a lechi is gimel tvachim, not a mashu, so two lechaim is ready, six tvachim. Six tvachim is more than the shir of a minimal entrance, a Pesach. A Pesach is dalet tvachim. So memel, it's the sois mo tzorich, if you take any two lechaim, and each one is a shir gimel tvachim. Another echetemtzi says, if let's say the mavui is very narrow, the opening, so if it's narrow, then even two lechaim, which are mashuhus, already consider that you're soisim it, because the entrance could be dalet tvachim. You're putting in two lechaim, you're diminishing the entrance. Even two is already considered like soismoi. Zog the gemara weiter, Omar Mar. Omar Reb Shimon Gamliel, lo nechko b'shamim b'silal, mo v'shepochis me'ar ba'amay, she'en tzorch klum. We said before a second ago in the Braisa that the Braisa says that there's no machloikas b'sham b'shilol on a mavui where the opening is less than dalal ames. You do not need any tikkun. Now the Gemara, that's behedin like we said in the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara v'anan tenan b'shume b'shmo lo mutal medechol lefnei Rabbi Akiva lo nechke b'sham b'shilol al mavui shupachas me'ab ames. If it's less than dalal ames, the opening, the width, shu nita belechi oy belechi or bikoira. There's no machloikas, and they both agree that it's either a lechi or koira, not that it's nothing. Over here we're saying in the Braisa, there is no machloikas, because they both agree that less than dalal ames, you don't need any tikkun, and it's a klum. Here we see clearly in our Mishnah, it says that less than dalal ames in the opening, that everyone agrees that it's either or, a lechi or a kari, but you need a tikkun, something. And Alex the Braisa says you don't need anything. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, hochi komar. What it means as follows, is ein etzoich lechi v'kari. If it's less than dalal ames, Beis Shammai says you don't need lechi v'kari, you don't need both. Kebeshamai, that you don't need. Don't state in the Braisa. Everyone agrees they don't need, like Beshamai, when it's less than 4 amos. And likewise, Veloy Lechayin Kirab Eliezer. And he won't require the 2 Lechayim like a Eliezer sheet is. Elo, but rather if it's less than dalal amos, it's Oy Lechi Oy Koira, Kebesh Hillel. That they all agree like Besh Hillel, there's no machlekas, less than dalal amos, like the Mishnah said, you need a lechi or a koira. You don't need 2 lechayim with a koira. You don't need lechi and a koira. It's just a lechi or a koira. But Avada, you need some tikkun. But less than dalal ames, you still need a tikkun. And ein etzicha klum means, ein etzicha klum, meaning you don't need that which Beis Shammai and Abeliezer require in the Mishnah by Yosemi dalal ames. You don't need that requirement. You don't need 2 lechayim. You don't need lechi and koira. That's pshat in ein etzicha klum. Zok the Gemara v'kama, meaning, how narrow could the opening of the mavui be that you still need either a lechi or a koira? What's the minimal? Omar ev achlevi teimor av yechiel ad arbo. The minimal width of the opening of the mavui has to be a dalat tvachim. If it's less than dalat tvachim, so it's not considered a Pesach bichlal. And if it's not a Pesach, it doesn't need any tikkun. Zok the Ritva, less than dalat tvachim, it's considered like sosum. So that's why it doesn't need any tikkun. It's not a Pesach bichlal. And it's tzicha klum. Now it's really a machlokes rishonim. The Meiri says that the reason of Achle says that it's ad arbo is because be'etzim is going with shitas Reb Shimon Gamliel in Lovud. That Lovud is considered 4 tvachim. So if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's lovud. And that's why you don't need any tikkun. It's considered sosum because of lovud. And the halacha is takana like that, Reb Shimon Gamliel. We don't go lovud, dalet, we hold lovud is gimel. The Maisa, the others learn, other Rishonim learn that no, that the reason why it has to be dalet is because less than dalet is not a shame. Pesach. Pesach is a minimal of dalet tvachim. But not because of the din lovud, but rather because of shame Pesach. Zog the Moavite, Om Rav Sheshes, Om Rav Yimei Barab, Om Rav, Moedim Chachomim Rav Eliezer, Bepasei Chotzer, meaning, even the Chachom that argue Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah, and they say that you don't need 2 lechayim by a Movi, but one is sufficient, they agree by a Chotzer, when it's Nifratz to a Mokom Osoloi, that you need to have 2 lechayim, and that's taka what we do by a Chotzer, we make 2 pasim on both sides of the opening. So, that by a chotzer you have to have 2 pasim. The Rav Nachman Omar, halachic Rav Eliezer b'pasei chotzer. The halach is like Rav Eliezer that you need 2 tikkunim, even if they argue on Rav Eliezer, and maybe the chomer argue on Rav Eliezer by chotzer, but and it pass one pass will be sufficient. But the halach is like Rav Eliezer by pasei chotzer that you have to have 2 pasim. Now the Rashi and Avodas Hakodesh explains the reason why the halach is by chotzer. Is like a bliyazer that you need to have 2 pasim, is because a chotzer is more chomer than a mavui. A chotzer is meant for more tashmish and tznuin. It's meant for more makam of diurin. So since it's more of an area that's more private, so it needs stronger mechitzas, and that's what needs 2 pasim. As I state the Rashi in Avodas Hakodesh, the Rashi in Shuvas, that's what's unique about a chotzer over a mavui. A mavui is more for public use, not such tashmish and tznuin. So it doesn't need such a strong tikkun, and that's why it's sufficient even 1 lechi. Now the Gemara explains, Omer Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, man moidim. We said, moidim chachomim Rav Eliezer, by pasach chotzer. By pasach chotzer, you need two. Zog Gemara, man moidim, who's the moidim? Zog the Gemara, Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Continues the Gemara, Halacha Michlal de Pligi. The fact that it says Halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer v'pasi chotze is mashma deza bar plukta. If you just said that a choma moida and that's Rebbe, so what do you mean Halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer v'pasi chotze? Halacha Michlal de Pligi. So what's the pshat? Zok demal man poligalei rabbonon. That's a chachomim. So we have a machlokes rabbonon and Rebbe oibazoi. The Tanya, like we take a find such a brisa, chotze niteches bepas echod, Rebbe yomer b'shnei pasim. Clear machlokes chachom and Rebbe. Rebbe says that a chotze that's povutz needs two pasim, and that's taka that we said before that man chachomim that a moed to Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rebbe that by chotze need two pasim, but in Rabbi Eliezer pasim chotze, and rabbonon argue. Rabbanon say, Chotze nitez b'pas echod, and that's Chachomim. And when we said, Halach Rabbi Eliezer b'pas echotze, not like Chachomim, but rather like Rebbe. Not like the Chachomim that say that one pas is sufficient. Rebbe said that say shnei pasim, and that's taka, the halacha. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer b'pas echotze, who Rebbe holds like him, and not like the Chachomim that say that one pas is sufficient by echotze. Now the pshat in the moedim is like we said before, b'shem de Rashba, the Shuvas and Rashba. The reason why by chotze they agree, moedim chomer Rabbi Eliezer pasi chotze, it goes like the chumra of chotze. Since the chotze he says is tashmish and tznuyin, it's more of a diurin, so memeli you need a better tikkun, and you need a mechitza, and that's why you takin it two pasim. You need a better tikkun, not enough one lechi. Azoy zok the Rashba. The Maaseh Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Beis says that it's a halacha lemaish misina, it's a halacha gmigalo, that by chotze you need a better tikkun. And that's what my chomel Rabbi Eliezer b'pasi chotze. Chotze needs a better tikkun. Hilchas gmigalo misinai. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Chotze tzirich shnei pasim, Rabbi Yochanan also holds that chotze needs two pasim. Om Rabbi Zeher Rav Asi, mi Om Rabbi Yochanan hochi? Did Rabbi Yochanan indeed say they need two pasim? For atu da amrit, mi shmei de Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pasi chotze tzrichin shieben albo. That means the pasi of the chotze have to be four tvachim. So, if you require that the pasi chotze have to be four tvachim, so then zamestave that you require two pasim. And the Ritva says, when he says the lashon of pasi chotze tzrichim shieben albo, it doesn't mean two pasim in the chotze. It means pasim ba'almo. But it's zamestave that you require two pasim in the chotze if you already machmir to such an extent that you require four tvachim. You're going to tell me that no, arba mikan v'arba mikan. Maybe it requires taka two pasim and each side arba mikan arba mikan, and that's how you spread it. So it's eight altogether, but spread out. That can be. V'otoni rav ada ba'avimi kamei de rav chanino va'amilo kamei de rav chanino ba'popi. The famous braisa that we said before, when you have a chotze gdoyle shenifzal ktano, so the gdoyle is mutter, the ktano is also, it's ktano be'esek, gdoyle b'chadisrei. The ktano is 10 amas, the gdoyle is 11 amas. The difference between 11 amas and 10 amas is 1 amma. 1 amma is 6 tvachim. That means the width of the gdoyle over ktano is extended by 1 amma, which is 6 tvachim. So if it's smack in the middle of the chotze ktano, it's 3 tvachim on each side. 3 tvachim on each side is not going to be 2 pasim, because after all, the gdoyle has the walls before it goes into the ktana. Those are the pasim. Those are the pasim of the gdoyla. But we see the pasim, the most that it can be, is, if it's smack in the middle, it's 3 tvachim and 3 tvachim. If it's not in the middle, so then it's for sure not 2 pasim or 4. Then it's 4 and 2, or it's 5 and 1. But pashas is 3 and 3. But it's not going to be 2 pasim of dala tvachim, because the gdoyla is becharesrei. It's only 1 amma more. So the most you have is the gedude, the walls that extend the width of the gdoyla over the ktana. Those are the pasim. It's only 1 amma, so it's gimel tvachim. So we see clearly it can't be dalet tvachim if you require two. So lechoyr tzitzim Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we're asking. If Rabbi Yochanan requires chotze tzricha shnei pasim, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that pasi chotze tzricha shem ben arba? If you need two, then it can't be arba. How can arba and two go together? Especially if the chotze gedela is only 1 amma more. Zok de gemoga, kisolik Reb Zera miyami. When Reb Zera came out of the ocean, Pirsho, and he explained this following, Pshan Reb Yochanan, Beruach Achas, meaning, if you have the pas only on one side, so then Ein Chlami, Barbo, then you have to have four tvachim. But B'shtei Ruchois, if you take it on both sides, if you have two pasim, then it's Ein Chlami, Mashlukan, Mashlukan, and then you do not require four tvachim for each pas. It's a choice. Either you do one pas, Dala tvachim, or you do two pasim, and then it could be a Mashu, each pas. Zog the Gemara, v'horetoni, ade baravimi. We had before, ade baravimi said Ktana be'esa gdoyle b'charetzre. That was the Adib Avimi brought that brisa. Ktana be'esa gdoyle b'charetzre. So we see it's only one amah difference, which is six tefachim max. So it can't be two pasim. Zog the Gemara, that's according to Rebbe that says that it's two pasim. How? V'sovelo ki Rabbi Yosi, that every pas is only gimel tefachim. If every pas is gimel tefachim, you can have two pasim, and each one gimel tefachim, which is taka together six tefachim, which is a shear exactly one amma, gedoyle b'charitzre and ketane b'eser. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yudom HaShmul, chotzer niteres b'pas echot. The chotzer is niter, it suffices one pas. Omer Rabbi Rav Yosef, miyom HaShmul hochi, is one pas enough? Meaning, do the following ma'aseh and be matir chotzer. Elo oy beroiv doifen. Either you have a majority of the wall being closed off, oymen meruba, oy b'shnei pasim, or two pasim on each side. So it definitely doesn't hold of pas echot. Zog di gemara omalei ano lo yadano. I don't know. You ask me a stira. Pas echot is enough. Two pasim. I know one thing. Uvda have a bedu derusa. There was a ma'ase that took place in the Duga Derusa, the city, the village of the shepherds. Loshen Yama Nichlas the Chotzer Ava. There was a body of water that went into the Chotzer, meaning the Chotzer was posed by Meluya to the Yam. The Yam overflowed and it was in the Chotzer. It was posed to the area, the third wall, the fourth wall, I mean, was totally open in the Chotzer to the Yam. And the Yam went inside. The Yam entered the Chotzer. It was breached by the fourth wall. But also the Kameh, the Rabbi Yehuda, and it came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. How you been sacking this chotzer? Meaning, if you want to now take the water into your home, or whatever you want to do, could you utilize now this chotzer that's breached? All he required was one pass. That's all he required. So what do we see over here? That one pass is enough. You're telling me that Shmuel told him, either roiv doifen or shnei pasim. I know the ma'aseh was aloch lemaisa. He said that one pas is enough. Zog the Gemara, what's the raya from this ma'aseh? Omele loshen yam ka'amrit. This ma'aseh with a yam. Yam is a special kula. Yam we allowed one pas. Different than a regular chotzer. Why? Zog the Gemara, kalu shekila chom b'mayim. There's a kula that they said by mayim, that even a small tikkun is sufficient. Uchedeboy minei. Rav Tavla mirav mechitza tluya. If you have a mechitza that is elevated from the ground, three tvachim, so ma'u shetatir b'churva. If you have a churva, could the mechitza tluya be matir to take things as if it's considered that it's touching the ground, even though it's elevated, gimel off the ground? Omaleh, he said, ein mechitza tluya materes ele b'mayim. By a regular place, a churva, mechitza tluya, is not a proper mechitza. It's elevated off the ground. By mayim or mekel, so over there we allowed you the special kula they gave by water to fill up water, just like we found by pasi birois, we said to take water from the well. Over here also to take water that came into your chotzer, we allowed by mayim a kula dekashita. So we allowed even a mechitzat luya. So over here also it shaykh pasechad is enough because the kula that we did by mayim, specifically because of mayim. Zog the Gemara, mikomakum kasha, meaning, what is Shmuel Shita? Does he say pas echad or shtei pasim by chotzer? Zog the Gemara, ki osir rav popa v'rav unibrei rav shua, mi bei rav, per shua, they explain the steer as follows. Mi ruach achas, meaning, ba'arba, if it's a pas that you're placing on one side of the opening, then you're taking it for tvochim, the pas. Mi shtei ruchois, but if you place the pas on two sides of the opening, so then, mashu lekan or mashu lekan, it suffices if you have a mashu in each pass. You don't need a pass of arba tvochim only when it's one pass. But when it's two passing, then lo oilom, it can be a mashu to. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Popa ikashali. If you have a kasha, ho kashali. This is the kasha I have. The omele on Shmuel alein. The omele Shmuel b'chananya bashila atle tavid uvda. Meaning, don't do a ma'isa to be mati the chotzer. Either a majority of being soysim the doifen, majority of the wall, or b'shtei pasin. So the question is, lomali, why do you need b'roiv doifen? Why do you need b'roiv doifen? B'pas arba sagi, b'chayra, Pas arba is enough. What's the Indian of roiv doifen? V'chitei, you're going to tell me my roiv doifen. It's talking about a case where the doifen is shiva. So if the doifen is seven, so four is taka, a way of saying roiv doifen. Roiv doifen is four. Fegmor, that's not correct. The ba'arba havale roiv doifen, if that's what your assumption is. But en chami, if the doifen is more than eight, then you don't need to do it only four. Four is enough. So if that's the case, salomli arba, why do you have to have four tvachim? L'chayra, b'shloisho mashu sagi. If the pass is three tvachim and mashu, so then what's left over now from the opening, if it's seven, the whole opening is seven, and the pass is three and a mashu, so what's left over? Less than four. If it's less than four, so then stamet doesn't need a tikkun. We said before in the Gemara, Zok the Gemara, the Omer of Achli, V'itema Rabbi Chiel, the shear that you minimal shear need for an opening that needs a tikkun is ad arba. It needs to be four tvachim. And we said the shear Pesach is four tvachim. There was another tzad in Rishonim because four tvachim is lower the Kongtum Shem Gamil, but the pasht is the shear Pesach. So if it's seven tvachim, and that's what you said arba, to tell me that arba, that we said roiv doifen, in such a case, so if that's the case, they don't need four. The pass can also be three in mashu if it's seven, but then when it's less than four left over, you don't need tikkun at all. Or actually, if it's seven, the opening, so then the pass is sufficient if you make it three tvachim in a mashu. So then it's less than four tvachim the entrance. You don't need any tikkun. Zok the Gemara two tirutim. Ibo yiseima kan bechotzer. Kan b'mavui. It depends. If it's open to a chotzer, we said, we're going to say soon in the Gemara, is a different halacha than a mavui. A chotzer is a perfect square. A chotzer needs pasim. So kan b'chotzer, so then taka, it's one din. Mashiach kan b'mavui. A mavui is a rectangle. So meaning, that which we say that you don't need a tikkun at all by the Pesach, if it's less than four tvachim, that is only by a mavui. But by a chotzer, like we said all along, a chotzer you're more machmir. A chotzer needs a tikkun even if it's less than dalad. So huadin, if it's seven tvachim, it's not enough to do a pass of roiv doifen of three in a mashu. No, you need to have roiv doifen. You have to be soysim roiv doifen. You can't get away. You have to do 3.6 roiv. You can't get away with being mamayated that it's less than dalad, because by a chotzer less than dalad is not going to mean you don't need a tikkun. The chomer of chotzer. A chotzer, even less than dalad tfachim, needs a tikkun, not like a mavui. A mavui, it needs a minimal of dalad, not a chotzer. So there is a machlokes v'shoinim, like we said before. The Rashba says that the reason is because a chotzer, which is more of a tashmish miyuchad for the diyurin, so it needs a stronger tikkun. So mele, it needs a stronger tikkun. And that's what needs a pasan, not a lechi. And that's why less than dalad is not going to mean you don't need a tikkun. The Ritva learns because by a chotzer, the pirtse is more nicker than a mavui. So even if it's an opening at less than dalad, it needs a tikkun. The Ibo Yisema, the second Teretz Gemara, wants to say that what? That la'olam, the din of avachaloi, that less than dalad tfachim, it doesn't need a tikkun, is applicable by chotzer too. The avachaloi gufa tanoihi. Avachaloi is a machloikas tanoim. And it doesn't make a difference, a chotzer or a mavui, it needs a tikkun, even if the Pesach is less than dalad tfachim. Zog drashi dravachloi tanoi lekamo mefashlo velekel mekam alad milse hilkach binon roiv adoifim oimet. So you have to have roiv doifim no matter what. It's not going to help me even if the Pesach is less than dalat tvachim. You still is a din of roiv doifim. You have to have roiv doifim that is sosum. Either way, because the ma'aseh it's a machlekes tanoim if you hold of dravachloi or not. We'll stop over here by the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom. Tonu rabbonim.